Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And I'm Harold Mester. Pleasure to be with you on our May edition of the program. Five new supervisors were elected to the county board on April 3rd. And Chairwoman Dmitrievich, you've had a chance to talk and get to know all of these individuals.
Yes.
And I thought we might take an opportunity now to kind of introduce them. We're going to have them on the program next month, as many of them as we can in our next show. But you can kind of give a snapshot of how these people, how they tick, what you've noticed about them, the areas they represent. So we'll just start things off here with Deanna Alexander, and she was elected to the 18th District, which is the far northwest side of Milwaukee. How have things gone with her so far?
Well, even this is radio, you'll get to know her, and one thing that'll stand out is her beautiful red hair. And so that makes her stand out, but what also stands out about her is she has been a pleasure to talk to and work with. She's very prepared. She's very anxious and excited to get right on, you know, getting her feet on the ground. You know, I have appointed her to the finance and personnel combined committee, I should say, and I think she'll do an excellent job. She has a background in accounting, and I've found her a complete pleasure to work with so far.
Okay. And then David Bowen, he was elected to the 10th District on April 3rd, and that's parts of Milwaukee's North Side and downtown neighborhoods.
Yes. So David Bowen is the one responsible for robbing me of being one of the youngest supervisors. I think, what is he, 24 or 25? He's quite young.
Right.
And he was the former executive director of Urban Underground. So he's got some wonderful experience. He's been a mentor to the youth, and I think he'll be an exceptional supervisor, and he'll really be an asset to the county board, especially when we deal with juvenile issues.
Yeah, I'd have to check on his age. I think he might be 26. The new 15th district supervisor is David Cullen, who is in the state assembly, state representative, and he represents parts of Milwaukee's West Side, Washington Heights, Story Hill, parts of Wauwatosa, and all of West Milwaukee. He covers a pretty wide area.
Mm-hmm. And so the voters did an excellent job in bringing David Cullen to this county board. The experience that he brings, you know, nearly 80% of what we do at the county is mandated from the state. So having a state representative, not only a state representative, but somebody who's been a state representative for so long on the county board is an incredible asset. He'll be one of the co-chairs of finance and personnel and serve on our intergovernmental relations committee. So I think having him here will hopefully improve our relations with the state, and his knowledge and expertise will be very well utilized.
Russell Stamper II represents the 5th District. He is the son of Milwaukee County Reserve Judge Russell Stamper Sr., and Supervisor Stamper represents the Washington Park area, parts of the North Side, part of downtown, and East Town.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the first things that stuck out about him is that million-dollar smile he has. He is so bubbly and positive and high energy. I just have loved meeting with him. He's also placed on finance and personnel. He has an extensive background, I believe a master's in business, and his professional experience is going to be absolutely critical on that committee.
And then finally, a supervisor who represents an entirely suburban district, Steve Taylor. He's the president of the Franklin Common Council, and he was elected to the board to represent about half of Franklin, most of Oak Creek, and all of Hales Corners.
Steve has been a pleasure to talk to and work with. He's high energy, just like me. So politically, we're a little bit different, but I can tell you from day one, we've had a wonderful relationship. And I want to thank him because he's going to play a critical role in our first chat with the chair, which will be in Franklin, partially due to his lobbying efforts. So Franklin and that district, you sent someone very, very well on your behalf to the county board.
And I do want to mention that in addition to your election as chairwoman, we have a first and second vice chair that were elected that day. Supervisor Peggy Romo West was elected the first vice chair. And then Steve Taylor from Franklin that we just talked about was elected the second vice chair. So that's the kind of the rest of the leadership team that goes along with the committee chairs we talked about earlier. So all of these new supervisors were sworn in during that organizational meeting on April 16th. And you're going to be working with these supervisors. And I'm just kind of curious to hear your ideas for helping them succeed on the board.
Well, I think the most honest and easiest kind of bit of advice is something that I've never forgotten is, of course, remember and put first the very people and residents that have elected you and put you here on the county board. No matter what you're doing, whether it be legislative or something more, you know, different policy or constituent related, putting your constituents first is the most important and will get you very far. And, you know, something that I've done in my office and I'm going to continue to do in the supervisory role is I get back to my constituents within 24 hours. I don't always have an answer, but people, we go back to what I said at the beginning of this interview, people just want to be listened to. So keep listening to your constituents and you will succeed.
And it is a citizen board. Four out of the five new supervisors have never held elected office before. They have been chosen by the neighbors in their districts to represent them. And this is a citizen form of government. Similar, Madam Chairwoman, whenever you first were elected chair, these are all new supervisors that had to come in and get their offices situated, get email addresses assigned to them. We just the other day took their official photos for the webpage and for their other communications. So, you know, this is a transition time, and it's a time to get everything in order and get ready for the work of the people for the next 4 years. For you personally, how has it been to balance your duties to represent your constituents in the 4th District and balance that with the duties of the chairperson?
Yes, and that's something that I have to say and be honest, I was a little bit worried about because I have a very active district and I definitely do not want to compromise at all being chairwoman and being the district supervisor, you know, for District 4. So my legislative assistant formerly, who was Andre, who many of my, if there's anyone listening, know him well, he now is my administrative assistant and he'll be handling all constituent matters, all district matters. The, you know, people will still continue to get that same 24-hour turnaround on phone calls. And even though I have more appearances to make now, I'll definitely be seen. And it's my very own neighborhood, so you're going to see me there no matter what. But that's something that I'm going to make sure is handled appropriately.
Well, it's very interesting times because it really is a new era whenever you start a new term, particularly when there's new leadership in place. And it had been 10 years with Chairman Holloway in place. Mm-hmm. And it's not very often that the position of chairperson changes at the county board. So it's I view it as somewhat historical within the county. And I think a lot of folks are looking for some really good things to happen at the county. And I think with your leadership here, if you can help turn around some of the misconceptions out there about county government and the county board, we can all get more done together. We will be back. We'll take another quick break for the May 2012 edition of Inside the County Board, and we will wrap things up with Chairwoman Dmitrievich on News Talk 1130 WISN.